in the wide, wide world of sports is going on here?
Broadcasting live from the greatest city in the world.
Austin, Texas, baby.
It's Bucky and Aaron.
You guys want to play some twos?
You know what? Actually, we're kind of in the middle of a conversation.
Oh, emotional support dog.
Thank you very much. Or handicap support
Why
dog.
Why can't Tiger kiss a dog?
Because have you ever seen Tiger Woods ever go down and be that friendly? He's petting the dog, and the dog BK is laughing his mouth.
Have I ever seen Tiger Woods go down and be that friendly?
Huh. I didn't mean...
Let me think. I've never seen it?
But he's kissing
But him. I've read about it.
Dude, he's kissing. This dog is lapping him. I mean, lapping his mouth. Right there on the golf course. I'm like, man, Tiger's friendly.
So we've heard.
B&E.
What's B&E?
Bucky Godbolt. Aaron Hogan. On the Horn. 104.9 AM 1260. And hornfm.com. With the Longhorns play. And Austin talks sports.
Wake up, everybody. No more sleeping in bed. No more back thinking, time for thinking ahead. The world has changed so very much from what it used to be. There's so much hatred, war and poverty. Oh, oh, oh. Wake up all the teachers, time to teach a new.
Oh, wake them up. Welcome to Friday on B&E. Get them up and get them out. Early bird gets the worm as we get you into a tremendous weekend in Austin, Texas on this Friday, the 15th of February. It's going to be a late spring-like day today in Austin, Texas. A little cloudy, but temperatures in the upper 80s when we top out this afternoon. About 87 degrees today. It'll dip back down into the weekend, but little glimpse of a couple months from now here in Central Texas. So 87 for the high temperature today. Get out the short sleeves, maybe some shorts and those white legs of yours if you're a white person like me, and enjoy your day and your weekend in Austin, Texas. Lots to tee up. We've got All-Star Weekend on tap in the NBA. We've got the start of the Texas baseball season. Big hoops game down at the Irwin Center tomorrow. We'll talk to Shaka Smart on the show at 8:30 this morning to preview their game with Oklahoma State. Coach Shaka will be with us coming up later on in the program, and a lot to do, as usual, on a Friday, Mr. Godbolt.
Good morning to the soldiers at Fort Hood, Texas, the soldiers in the state of Texas, and, of course, all those that fight for us each and every day. Thank you so very much, and, of course, to you teachers out there. Get a little day off, maybe even Monday, I think, for a lot of you.
President's Day.
Yeah, and the veterans.
Three-day weekend.
Thank you to you veterans also. Appreciate that.
No doubt. Three-day weekend on tap for a lot of folks with the President's Day holiday. A lot of kids, I think AISD is off today.
What?
Yeah, I think they're getting a 4-day weekend. I don't know how they're pulling this.
What is this, spring break?
This
is
spring.
Yeah, you grow up.
I mean, spring break here now already?
No, that's not till March, man. That's not till March. No,
what,
no.
Like 2 weeks from now?
This is just a 4-day weekend. I think they go ahead and take President's Day, and now this becomes like an in-service day or something. I don't know. That's just what I read. Who knows? Enjoy it if you've got it, because it's going to be almost 90 degrees, which is pretty darn cool. Coming up, I got a story that restores my faith in people after the Matt Kuchar story of yesterday. Cheapskate Kuchar.
Boy, they came down on him hard.
They should have.
The PGA Tour came down on Matt, but
I'll give you an example.
A bunch of rich dudes coming down on my guy.
A little catty. A story that restores my faith in people and what Matt Kuchar should have done. Also, the Justin Fields story took a different turn yesterday. Justin Fields, of course, the transfer from Georgia to Ohio State through his attorney saying that racism and a racial slur had nothing to do with his transfer.
What?
Oh, yeah. I got to get you details on that. Meanwhile, the NCAA and their transfer group says they're going to look into this waiver process. So we got a lot to get into today. Who says there's nothing going on the 15th of February? We always find stuff to do.
Well, yeah, the day after Valentine's, the day after all that love last night.
Yeah, we had a little. I will say that I met my wife for dinner right after she got off work at like 5:30. We went down to, it might have been like 5:15. It was early. And we're down at Hayes City Store there in Buda, or Kyle Driftwood area.
Yeah.
You've been there.
I've been
love
there.
Love that place.
BK's been there. Loves those burgers.
And I will say that we looked around, and it was a bunch of old folks. And I was like, oh, man, we're here with, like, the Luby's crowd.
Was their Valentine's?
Like, oh, we're getting old.
Nothing wrong with that, man.
Everybody in the place was 65 plus.
I couldn't give my wife the old pork loin. Well, I did not just say that.
I heard it.
I did not just say I couldn't give my
you
wife the
old pork loin. You did say yesterday you were
loin.
Making a pork loin for your wife.
I mean, this was the leftover from Sunday.
I said what I said.
But instead, I got some great China food. It was delicious.
Oh, you did China food?
I did China food.
China.
It was awesome.
Call it Chinese food, Buck.
Oh, I'm sorry.
That was back when, who was it? Derek Henry? No, who was the running back that's called? Oh, it was Eddie Lacy.
Oh, that's right. Big boy Eddie
Remember
Lacy.
Eddie Lacy got to the Green Bay Packers and got then ballooned up.
Yes.
And on his Twitter, he was talking about how he kept ordering China food.
No disrespect.
No disrespect. China
it was
food.
Absolutely
Where'd you
delicious.
Get that from?
From my place over at Westgate.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
That
West Central
the
Market?
And, oh, yeah, man. That was so good.
And you were unable to deliver the pork loin, though.
I'm going to leave the pork loin for the dog. Man, Jesus, this doesn't work out. Anything with pork loin and leaving it doesn't sound right. Sorry about that. No, I'm leaving. The pork loin is left for the dog, okay?
Well, hopefully you were more successful at delivering the pork loin than the buck last night on Valentine's Day, the night of love.
It was a nice night.
The night of romance. BK, you threatened to get out on the streets last night and find some lonely girls that didn't have a date on Valentine's. Did that happen or you just didn't do anything?
Didn't happen.
Good night for sleep, huh?
Good night for sleep.
Yeah.
Well, that's good. That's good. All right, so a lot to dive into. Let's get to your headlines. What's trending on this Friday morning where it's going to be almost 90 degrees? Can't wait for that here in Austin, Texas today. Let's get you to the news. Ernie Hatton Real Estate brings you the headlines. Start with Texas baseball. Opening night for the 2019 Longhorns. Opening their season at Louisiana Lafayette, 6:30 this evening. You'll hear it live here on the Horn. Last season, of course, Horns won 42 games. The Big 12 Championship earned their 36th trip as a program to the College World Series in Omaha. They enter this season, they'll rank 23rd in the D1 baseball preseason poll. Picked to finish fourth in the conference by the Big 12 coaches. Third-year head coach David Pierce. And the Horns this year going to have to replace All-American Cody Clemens in the middle of that lineup. Five of their top pitchers have moved on. And, of course, preseason All-American candidate shortstop David Hamilton suffered that Achilles injury in January and will miss the season. Either way, David Pierce excited to begin the journey.
It's a long season, and you have to understand these sprints are within an endurance race. And so we've got to be good early. We've got to be aggressive early, but we've got to maintain it. So there's peaks and valleys when you play a 56-game schedule, but I like this group a lot. I like their character. I like their confidence. And we're just looking forward to competing, and we're ready to go.
Ready to go. Game one of the three-game set tonight, 6:30. Right-hander Bryce Elder gets the ball for the Horns. Game two set for tomorrow at 2, Sunday at 1. Tomorrow's game two, by the way, will begin on AM 1260 if you're looking to find it and listen to it, because tomorrow at high noon here on the Horn, Texas Hoops, Longhorns, Shaka Smart's Horns taking on Oklahoma State. Both teams coming off a loss. Texas had their two-game win streak snapped on Tuesday by conference-leading K-State. Cowboys, meanwhile, 2-9 in Big 12 play. They got thumped in Lubbock by Texas Tech earlier this week. That game, again, tips at noon with an 11:30 pregame right here on the Horn. That strong start for Texas softball continued yesterday. Mike White's squad run-ruled Cal yesterday, 10-0 in five innings at the Elite Invitational in Clearwater, Florida. 11th-ranked Longhorns improved to 5-0 on the year with four run-rule victories already. They'll face Florida Atlantic this morning and LSU this afternoon in that tournament. Basketball All-Star Weekend on tap in the NBA. All-Star game itself set for Sunday night in Charlotte. Team LeBron against Team Giannis. Festivities open tonight with the Celebrity Game and the Rising Stars Game. Saturday night, it's the All-Star Saturday night with the Skills Challenge, three-point, and slam dunk contest. By the way, the three-point shootout has some serious star power. It will include hometown favorite Stephen Curry, Mavericks legend Dirk Nowitzki, former Spur Danny Green, as well as Damian Lillard and Devin Booker are going to be among the 10 competitors there in North Carolina. Mavs rookie phenom Luka Doncic, by the way, will compete in the Skills Challenge on Saturday night as well. Regular season games resume next Thursday. In football, weekend number two on tap for the Alliance of American Football, including San Antonio, the Commanders, hosting Garrett Gilbert, Steve Spurrier, and the Orlando Apollos at the Alamo Dome Sunday afternoon at 3. Both teams are 1-0. According to a report in the AP yesterday, that new league, the AAF, spoke with free agent quarterback Colin Kaepernick about joining that developmental league during its inception, but Kaepernick wanted $20 million or more to consider playing in that league that debuted last weekend. And that's the news brought to you by Ernie Hatton, Ernie Hatton Real Estate. Let Ernie show you how to use your current equity as a homeowner to move up into the home of your dreams. Call or text Ernie, 507-5142.
You know, it says in the paper this morning that a kayaker found a dozen scooters in Town Lake. I had nothing to do with that. You need to understand
after our conversation with the mayor yesterday, you would have been you throwing scooters into Town Lake.
No, I did not throw those scooters in Town Lake.
I can just see one of you old dudes like I was eating with last night. I'm mad as hell, and I'm not going to take it anymore.
And he pulls a dozen scooters out of the back of his rig and starts throwing them in.
I can see it. No. I can see it.
I've been trying to promote that on the midday show.
I think you're doing a good job because they've been found. Yeah.
You've been promoting throwing scooters in the lake?
I have. So hopefully I'm not on the hook for any of these. Wasn't me.
I like the scooters. We had the mayor say yesterday that in the month of December alone, there are over 350,000 rides on those scooters.
Wow.
People are using them. And it's transportation through downtown or
man,
in and
man.
Around downtown. Of course, over at UT, and if you live in the main corridor, it's pretty easy to get around on those things. And you said you see them all the way out in Oak Hill?
Dude, I saw a one parked at my Starbucks in the parking lot. That's in Oak Hill. That's at the Y. How do they get there?
Ride them.
Wow, that's a nice ride.
I guess.
They're every place.
Hey, by the way, Buck, on the text line, this guy says Dr. Charles Arakaki might be able to help you with
that.
Your pork loin. I don't know if he's a chef either. I don't know. Maybe he's a doctor chef and a chef
Arakaki.
At the same time. I don't know.
Man,
he can help.
Oh, man.
Do you have to tie it? So sometimes my wife will make a pork loin and she like ties it.
No, I don't put the rope around it.
Put the little strings?
The strings. I don't do that. I just learned how to do that. And you had to put that, whatever that stuff is, that rub on it.
Yeah.
And so the rub, I didn't realize what people were talking about when they say, well, I got a Casey must get, will get a kick out of this. I thought there's this, the stuff you put on the top of it, it's kind of like a lemon pepper.
Yeah.
And they call it rub.
The dry rub, yeah.
But do you rub it in? Please don't tell me that.
You can, I guess.
Dude, I've been taking my hand and like rubbing the pork. You know what I'm saying? You don't really do that, do you? They just call it dry rub, but you don't actually
rub. You can dry rub your pork loin, that's fine. Casey, I'm sure, could show you how to do it over there at Whitfield's.
I just feel stupid when I'm in the kitchen rubbing my pork. I'm just rubbing it, and I'm rubbing it. But I think you're supposed to just sprinkle it. You sprinkle that on the top, right? But you don't actually take your hands and rub it in. I think I feel like a fool when I'm doing that. Like, why am I, like, rubbing this into the pork?
Because
they say pork rub or dry rub.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Dry rub.
BK, do you know anything about cooking? Do you know anything about
cooking? Do you, BK?
Rubbing the pork?
I don't know. I plead the fifth on this.
Okay.
I had some dry rub, like at Hayes City store last night with
right.
The Luby's crowd. I had some dry rub wings. They've got great wings at Hayes City store, and I had the dry rub Tabasco ranch. Very good.
Oh, so I can see that because you know how they do that.
Yeah, they're
stuff.
Not real sloppy. They're dry rub.
Yeah, and you rub it in that way.
Sure.
But I didn't know if you did that with the pork. You just sprinkle it. I think I'm such an idiot when I'm sitting there doing that.
No. All right, so we're off to a great start here.
Just want to find out from somebody if I'm doing it right. I'm trying to be a cook. I'm trying to be a chef.
Hey,
I want to be like Kevin Dunn, man. Those guys talk about food all the time.
Well, they do talk about it because they eat food.
And all the time.
Kevin's a foodie. Like, Kevin's into food like you're into golf and I'm into, like, music and stuff. So it's just like.
Is that what it is? That's his passion?
Everybody's got their deal. Yeah, he loves going to great restaurants. And he's a single guy, right? He doesn't got to go feed three and four kids. He just goes, eats just him, and.
Well, BK's a single guy, but we never hear him talk about the great.
Well, he's the fast food connoisseur. He'll warm up to his palate at some point, right?
He told me yesterday he's starting to get that
down.
Way. He's cooling down. He said he's got enough of it.
I'll regress
to the mean. At some point, Taco Bell and tons of fast food will just get old, and he'll want to do a little higher dining.
I think he's starting to have meat sweats from all that stuff.
Stay off the pork loin, okay?
I'm sorry about that.
Leave that alone. So
sorry about that.
All right, so we'll get into this Justin Fields story. His lawyer saying that it had nothing to do with race, that he is transferring and got a waiver from the NCAA. We also have I got to look at my schedule because I'm not going to have TV all weekend. I had to cancel my I've been a DirecTV subscriber for like two decades,
and
I canceled it. Because I told you on Monday, we got new phones through AT&T now. And so AT&T and DirecTV, the big conglomerate.
I'm together.
So I'm about
with them.
To come back on DirecTV. They're coming to set up next week. I'm going to get like half off my deal. So I had to cancel it to get it back on.
Yeah, I'm
under
on,
the new terms.
That's what I am. I'm an AT&T and DirecTV.
And it's going to save me like $150 a month.
Were you totally surprised when they said that to you?
Yeah.
I was. They said, why is it taking you so long? I'm like,
how
long have you guys been doing this? You just got together
well, we
a couple months
the,
ago.
So the phones get together. So I got it. So I won't have. They're not going to be able to come till Monday. So I won't have TV this weekend. So I was thinking maybe I'll go down to the Alamo Dome and check out the Orlando Apollos and the San Antonio Commanders.
Not a
Alliance
bad idea.
Of American Football. Take this in, little Garrett Gilbert. I'm going to try to get our man Super Bill Bradley on the show. He coaches down there with the Commanders and Mike Riley. That could be a Sunday, right? Or
sure,
you can sit back
not?
And watch the PGA guys at Riviera.
Either,
but I won't be able to watch it.
Either the PGA or, I'm not going to watch the NBA All-Star game. No, thank you.
Is this true? I was looking at the lineup. The 3-point shootout includes Steph Curry.
And his brother.
And Dirk Nowitzki.
Yes.
This is something I may have to go find a TV to watch.
Oh, that should be fun.
And, of course, it's in North Carolina. So Michael Jordan will be front and center as one of the main ambassadors of this event.
Yep.
Of course, Steph went to college in the state of North Carolina. And, he's you know, local favorite there. That'll be a lot of fun. I mean, you got Dirk Nowitzki, Danny Green's in that bad boy, Devin Booker, who can shoot the lights out. Does Steph Curry, he's got to be the favorite, right?
Oh, for sure. Can Dirk get around to spots? I mean, don't you have to move a little bit to get the balls off the rack and do that
gentleman.
Stuff?
Don't underestimate Dirk and that one-legged. You think he'd be shooting the one-legged shot?
Yeah.
I'm in on that. The dunk contest, I've never heard any of the guys dunking. I think there's four guys. But skills challenge and the three-point shootout actually looks pretty good.
And there's some good college basketball again starting on Saturday. So it's starting to get down to that time where these games really going to matter for some of these teams. And the Texas Longhorns is one. And Oklahoma State is terrible.
Have to win.
Well, Oklahoma State's very bad.
They lost in Lubbock on Wednesday night like 80-50. They lost by like 30 points.
Yeah.
That was in Stillwater?
Yeah.
Oh, jeez. I just saw the blowout and thought, oh, that was Lubbock.
No,
they just got their boat rolled.
That was a hammering.
They seem like they've mailed it in there at Oklahoma State. But not a good. Not a good.
Mm-mm.
All right, I'll get you this story that restores my faith in good people. Not that Matt Kuchar's a bad person. He's just a cheapskate. But tell them about LinkedIn, Buck.
Yeah, our good friends at LinkedIn, for sure. You know, this is the time of the year where you want to make that great hire, and you also want to change your goals. Maybe goal setting is important to you. The right hire is a perfect game plan to set your team up for success, whether it's yourself or really your business. It's time to post your job where smart potential team members go every day. They make the connections and grow their career and discover job opportunities. That would be with LinkedIn. Now, the LinkedIn team right now, most of them aren't checking boards regularly, but 9 out of 10 of those folks, they're looking for interested in very new opportunities like the ones you have for them. Most of the U.S. workforce is on LinkedIn right now. Posting is the best way to get that momentum in your favor, getting you the right opportunities in front of the right people with the right skills and, of course, the background to win and win each and every day. Every 8 seconds, there's a LinkedIn member being hired. Get $50 off right now for your first post by going to linkedin.com/horn. That's linkedin.com/horn. Terms and conditions do apply.
Says, Bucky, I also feel weird rubbing my meat. Just make sure no one is watching. Because it does say for the dry rub, you do need to rub it in. You have to rub it in real good, actually. If you really want to get it in there.
Well, that's what I'm saying. That's what
taste right, the flavor.
You're sitting there
absolutely
by yourself doing that, and you're looking around and like, man, it just feels weird. Just
this guy says, pack it up, slap it, rub it out.
No.
Oh, no. Okay. All right, so yesterday we talked about Matt Kuchar.
Yeah.
And you two knuckleheads were defending this cheapskate that, because again, here's the argument. He goes to Mexico. He needs a pickup caddy. He agrees this guy that he's going to pay him $5,000, or actually he's going to pay him $3,000.
Correct.
And then if they make top 10, he'll give him, what, $3,000-$4,000, and then he ends up cutting him a check for $5,000 after he won $1.3 million and won the Sony Open, which, come on, do the right thing. Give the guy his, whether he was a lucky charm or he helped you read the local greens or whatever, you cut him more than $5,000. I know you had an initial agreement.
Correct.
And you don't have to give him more money, but come on, cut him a $50,000 check. You guys just won this tournament. He was on your bag for 4 days. Do the right thing.
I don't know what you people are talking about. Tell the truth.
Well, here's the story.
It is what it is.
So how about this guy, Dale Ball, in Sparks, Nevada, wandered into a sports card store, right?
Yep.
He's a sports card collector. And Dave Gunther there owns a place called Action Sports Cards. He has since 93. And he sold what he thought was a fake Babe Ruth rookie card to this dude, Dale, for $2. Turns out Dale took it, had it authenticated. It is an actual Shotwell E-121 model rookie card of Babe Ruth. It's worth millions. Worth millions. He's already been offered several seven-figure offers by big collectors. He says he's not sure if he's going to sell it or not, but he did say if he does sell it, he's going to cut Dave Gunther in on the deal and give him a cut. A slice.
A slice of what? How much? More than $2, obviously.
Yeah, he said he's going to cut him in.
Give him a 10 spot and say, okay.
No, he says he's going to cut him in. He'll get a nice percentage of it. He's going to take care of the guy.
But you know what that means?
Because it's just an honest mistake.
Well, that guy is a very nice guy.
See? And Bill Ball, nice guy.
Yeah,
and so is Matt Kuchar. Matt Kuchar's a nice guy, too. Is it making him bad? A bad guy?
Yeah,
that car dealer's going to jump off a bridge if he didn't get any money. This caddy is not going to do that.
He shouldn't. He helped the guy win a tournament. A golfer win a tournament. That's what he did.
You guys are trying to make Matt Kuchar out to be a bad guy.
No,
he's not a bad guy.
I'm making him out to be a cheapskate.
Oh, okay.
If that makes him a bad guy in your mind, that's fine.
Well, the rest of the world
goes
yesterday.
To character.
The rest of the world, and even on ESPN, we're making this guy to be out like he's a bad character guy. He's a bad guy. He should have done the right thing. He did the right thing. He paid the guy the money.
This guy said, E, can you read? He offered him an additional $15K. That was after the guy had to send him an email to say, yo, $5,000 for a $1.3 million purse.
You can't even read.
And after, and the only reason Kuchar offered him the $15K was he got outed.
Yeah, he got outed. Okay, so here's $15K.
And then the guy
got
like,
outed. Take the
on,
money.
Man.
Take the money. The Dude, guy
at that
turned
point,
the money
it's a,
down.
At that point, it's a slap in the face for crying out loud.
You, oh, this guy's got some pride
take
now?
Take care of the guy in real time.
This guy now all of a sudden has some pride? Then he should have done it for free just because Matt Kuchar's
you just won your
PGA Tour guy.
And this is not about, you know, this guy's, but this guy's worth $30 million anyway, and he just won 1.3. And let's add to the fact that
I did
was
see how much money Matt Kuchar makes. He's like in the top 10 money
like,
winners.
I think rich people should you keep as much of their money as they can, for crying out loud. I want to keep all my money. But at the same time, that was your first tournament win in 4 years. That's like a big deal, right? You know, you play in the tournament, you make cuts, you make top 10s. That was his first win in 4 years. Give the guy a little credit.
I'm going to go over to
Kuchar. It was on your bag.
Hey, when Kuchar comes here, I'm going to go, Kuch, you're a stand-up guy. You honored
this guy,
your,
Dale
you honored
Ball
your contract.
Is a stand-up guy in Sparks, Nevada, because he's going to cut in the card shop owner. He's going to help him out because he's going to sell this Babe Ruth card for like $2 million.
That is unbelievable.
Look at that card. How did that guy sell that? That is a great-looking card. A Babe Ruth rookie card with the New York Americans.
No, he's an idiot.
Yeah, that guy is an idiot, no doubt. But honest mistake. This dude's going to cut him in on the whatever the percentage is. Good for him.
Okay.
Good for Dale. I
realize,
like Dale. Doesn't have to do that. Honest transaction. $2 purchase.
Here we are. Here we are in the way we do things now. People are going to make Kuchar feel so bad that he's going to end up giving this dude either he's going to be a villain or he's going to end up giving this guy some extra money because of peer pressure. Don't do it, Kuch.
Here's
You've
my
done
fear.
Enough.
And look, I'm just a lot of it's tongue in cheek, but. Matt Kuchar is a very nice guy. Like, by
he
all accounts,
is.
He's very charitable. He's got a great foundation that raises a lot of money for great causes. But this guy, he's probably going to melt down from this because you know he's going to hear it everywhere he goes.
Of course, he thought he could get away with this.
He's going to get crushed.
Yes.
Well, I'm assuming he just didn't think about it, right? You know, one that, hey, here's your $5,000. Nice, have a nice weekend. Nice to see you.
Yeah, it's more money than you're going to make at your local club.
Come on, man.
It's more money than he's going to make at his local club being a caddy, $5,000.
Well, that's what he is. He's a resort course caddy because they
right.
played it on the resort course down there in Mexico, and that's who he picked up.
I know this, BK. I'm not turning down the $15,000 that the dude offered me back. I'd be like, okay, I'll take it. I don't have that kind of pride.
That's debatable if we should have taken it after the fact anyhow, but I actually could see him saying, look, that's still at least pay a third of the you know,
he's going to. It's going to happen.
3%
pressure's
going to
be too
something.
Much for Kuch.
Hey, we'll take your thoughts on that the weekend. Get into this Justin Fields story, NCAA, with a statement yesterday about these NCAA transfers and some people believing free agency has come to college football. Get your details, plus why Justin Fields' lawyer says racism had nothing to do with his waiver being granted and the waiver application at all when he's transferring to Ohio State and eligible to play immediately. Craig Way has a Craig Way report. We've got a lot to do on a beautiful Friday in Austin, Texas on 104.9, 101.9 FM, AM 1260, streaming on the Horn app and at hornfm.com.
B&E.
B&E on a Friday, not just any Friday, it is Longhorn Friday. That's right, the new tradition, Longhorn Friday, wear your burnt orange today. Easiest, put it on your favorite shirt, whether you're at the office with the guys out hanging out, or as Dr. Greg Eckert just texted us in Florida. Is that where he is, Dr. Greg Eckert,
so.
In Clearwater,
I guarantee
Florida?
He's doing some stuff with the sleep device and
That's
all
right.
that.
That's right. Show off your UT pride by wearing burnt orange every Friday. You can share your Longhorn Friday support by uploading to your social media and using the hashtag Longhorn Friday. Hashtag Longhorn Friday. Also, you could do hashtag scooters are a fungus. Here's a text that says, B&E, heard your conversation with the mayor yesterday. We're seeing scooters in Cedar Park now. People don't ride them out to the sticks. They toss them into their cars and transport from the sticks. They're spreading like a bad fungus.
Transportation is transportation. I just don't like to see people get hurt. And read about every time when the sun comes up every hour, somebody's in one of our hospitals because of a scooter. They don't know exactly how to ride them. You know, scooters after dark seem kind of stupid with no headlights on the scooter, you know?
Certainly no helmet and, to me, but, you know, that argument comes down to personal responsibility. If you jump on a scooter going 15, 18 miles an hour, you got to know the cause. I mean, you're an adult. You know you're
right.
Going pretty fast. You know,
yeah, because
be
there are a lot of people without helmets on motorcycles I see all the time.
Well, that's
so,
personal responsibility.
That's right.
If you want to smack your head, then that's on you. But yeah, if you run into somebody that's just walking along and minding their own business, that's one thing. But you jump on that thing, you got to know the risks and understand what you're jumping on.
Yeah, my deal isn't about, my deal is I think they look nasty all over the place. But the other one is the fact that I just hate to see people get hurt or somebody who's minding their own business get run over because you want to have fun or you're trying to get someplace. I mean, I see people in suits. I see people with their briefcases trying to get to work. Parts of the city.
Told you last year, last football season, I was down on campus for a meeting at UT, and there goes Charles Amenahu, got his backpack on. He's cruising to class.
Yeah, you ratted him out last year.
I didn't rat him out.
I guarantee you they have a no.
He said, what's up, Charles? No, he's our intern. I'm yelling at our intern.
Dude, I guarantee you every coach on that campus has, I better not see your ass on a scooter.
Well, there's 40
policy.
Acres, man. You got to get from class to class. It's an easier way than huffing it.
You've been walking for years. Keep on trucking.
Charles looked like he was in good control of that bad boy.
Ask David Pierce, is there a no scooter policy now?
I don't think David Hamilton was scooting to class that time. And that might have been an after dark situation.
Ooh, are you reporting that?
I'm just speculation on my part. Hey, real quick before we get to this Justin Fields story in the NCAA, can I read you this quote? Because I'm saying this is, Matt Kuchar, the cheapskate.
Yeah.
Because this guy, Dale Ball, who bought the $2 Babe Ruth rookie card that the card shop owner thought was a fake, so he sold it to him for $2. It's now worth millions.
That's amazing.
Here's the quote that Matt Kuchar needs to read, because Matt Kuchar's out saying, look, I didn't do anything wrong. It was in our agreement. I paid him what I told him I'd pay him. Here it is. He says, Monday, Ball was reunited with Gunther, who's the card shop owner, at Action Sports Cards. Said he's never sold a card like this. But he said Ball wants to pay it back and promise Gunther will get a payoff when it's all done, when he sells it for millions. He says somebody else may not do it for somebody else, but I know what I'm going to do because what goes around comes around, and that man deserves it.
You know what? It's neat for him to say that. It's kind of nice for him to say, I'm going to pay. He never tells him how much he pays him. So if the guy gets $4 million for the card and he ends up giving him
50 G's, same amount I said he should have given the caddy.
You think that's okay?
Sure.
Oh my God, that's even worse than the Kuchar thing. That guy brought in a $4 million Babe Ruth card and you give him 50 grand for it. I think that's worse than Kuchar.
Well, I'm not going to criticize him if he gives him 50 grand. Now he could give him He could give him a lot more, but 50 grand?
A $4 million card?
He sold it.
Oh, so look at you now. All of a sudden,
I think 50
how about
grand.
The way this just changed, BK? Flipped back over.
I'm
now.
Not asking this caddy, El Toucan to be greedy. 50 grand's, 3% of the purse. So if you want to go 3% of 4 million, okay.
An incredible Babe Ruth card. You get 4 million. You offer a guy 50 grand. And then you talk about how.
He didn't have to offer him anything. Just like Matt Kuchar didn't have to give the guy what you guys. But that's what you do to do the right thing. What goes around comes around. Do the right thing.
No. The right thing to actually do if a guy brought a card off the street is to give him half of 4 million.
Half of it.
Yes.
All right. It's going to be up to that guy.
That guy didn't carry
half of it.
Yeah, I don't know about half.
What are you talking about?
10%? 10%. I'll give him 10%.
That guy doesn't owe him a damn thing.
He doesn't. But as he says,
I got more sympathy for the caddy than I do for this card owner.
Me too.
Guy's an idiot.
Well, because the card
you
owner.
Babe Ruth, if it's a potential rookie card from Babe Ruth, you got to get it checked out,
right.
Dude.
That's why 50 grand for me is good. The card owner. He's a dope. He's got a $4 million card in his shop. He doesn't even realize it.
Okay, I'm feeling
this
more bad.
This guy carried that dude's bag for 4 days.
I'm feeling there with way more bad for the stupid guy who brought in the $2 card.
And you know Kuchar, you always call him the grinder. You know after the rounds, he had to go stand with that dude at the driving range.
Oh, that's right, all night long.
Hit that 7-iron.
For what, another 3 hours afterwards?
Kuchar doesn't go off the range, man. He leaves the course, goes back to the range. That caddy had to hang with him.
Good grief.
He was worth more than 5 G's.
All right, tell me about Fields. Tell me how this thing is going down.
All right, so NCAA made an announcement yesterday. The NCAA transfer frenzy that's got the perception out there that there is free agency in college sports.
Yep.
Well, the NCAA announced Thursday that it's begun a holistic review. I don't know if Ricky Williams is involved in this, but a holistic review of the guidelines used when reviewing waiver requests from transfer athletes seeking immediate eligibility. This is all in the wake of the Justin Fields uproar and story. NCAA did release numbers yesterday that said there are 15,505 athletes playing FBS-level football. That's a big number, right? FBS-level football. Division 1, 2, 3. FBS-level, 15,505. In 2018-19, 29 FBS athletes applied for eligibility waivers. Doesn't mean that's how many transferred, but of the ones that transferred from school to school, 29 of them applied for that hardship waiver that we talk about, that they want to be able to play, and 19 of them were approved. Those were the numbers that they put out yesterday. The point of that is that most people that transfer don't apply for the hardship waiver. Most just understand if I transfer from school to school, I'm going to sit out for a year.
Right.
But if you do apply for the hardship waiver, you have to have documented mitigating circumstances that are outside the student athlete's control and directly impact the health, safety, and well-being of the student athlete. That's what the waiver has to show for them to grant it. And 19 of the 29 were granted by the NCAA according to their own numbers. Well, so Justin Fields falls under this hardship waiver. He's transferring from Georgia to Ohio State. NCAA last Friday granted his waiver, and he'll be able to play immediately. The reporting was that it was about racism and that a racial slur was hurled at him from the stands by a baseball player at Georgia, who has since dismissed from the school and dismissed from the team. His attorney, Tom Mars, yesterday, who represented him, also represented Shea Patterson in his waiver claim against the NCAA for when he transferred from Ole Miss to Michigan. Tom Mars said yesterday that irrefutable documentation that has nothing to do with racism was presented to the NCAA in support of OSU's request that Justin Fields be given a waiver. That information wasn't critical of and didn't reflect poorly on the Georgia culture or UGA administrative staff or any particular student or the student body, and it certainly didn't reflect poorly on Justin or any member of his family. However, that documentation did provide support for the issuance of a waiver under the NCAA rule. So saying we presented irrefutable documentation that has nothing to do with racism. And this is the same lawyer who said to ESPN last week that if the folks on social media knew the whole story, they would have no problem with him getting this waiver. But that's all private information and student confidential information.
So all this secondhand stuff about...
That's what the law attorney says.
But a student was dismissed from a baseball team for doing that.
Right. Well, okay, so that doesn't mean that the racial slur and the hurl and that didn't happen, because the school investigated that and the student was dismissed and dismissed from the baseball team. But what the attorney is saying is that was not the point of our waiver claim.
So we don't know what it is,
right?
Really. That's up to the
NCAA.
Right. That's private.
That's correct.
Okay.
Because
it'd be odd, because someone said that Fields still has his sister on
an
athletic team, and if it was about, I mean, she'd be gone too, I would think.
Right, and that, so this, look, this is some somewhat damage control for Justin Fields, that he also put out a statement saying, look, I have no ill will to Georgia. He said, I would like to thank the NCAA for its approval of the waiver, allowing me to be eligible to play football this fall. While my case was pending before the NCAA, my family and I did not feel that it was appropriate to publicly speak about the circumstances leading to my transfer. In my silence, people began to speculate, and the story took a life of its own. And he went on to say...
I can understand that, because that's what we've been talking about.
Correct. And he went on to say that now that the matter is concluded, I would like to clarify some facts. I have no regrets about my time at UGA, no hard feelings for the school or the football program. My overall experience was fully consistent with UGA's commitment to diversity and inclusion. My sister is a softball player at UGA. I'm still close with many friends there. A part of me will always be a Georgia Bulldogs fan.
That's not open. Isn't that a state school? Can't you find out why
freedom of information? Not for a student. I mean, they have privacy rights.
Okay.
So what's the safety or health or well-being?
That's what we will never – we may never know.
It really
sounds like he
that.
Wasn't too upset with what's going on.
Well, and again, here's what I would say to that. I mean, all I can go is on what is known, not the unknown. And the known is, to be granted a waiver, you have to have documented mitigating circumstances that are outside the student-athlete's control that directly impact the health, safety, and well-being of the student-athlete. They were presented through his lawyer. Then he says they were irrefutable documentation that has nothing to do with racism. And it was granted as quickly as any waiver claim we've ever seen.
What did some teacher try to do something with him or something?
That's what we probably shouldn't do, which is speculate on
sure
what it is.
Sure we should. Of course
know.
We do.
Well,
we have to.
Well, we all want to know, but until you do
the
know.
First thing we thought about was it's some racial deal, and everybody ran with that like mad.
Well, again, what I add up is Tony Barnhart, the guy, Mr. College Football, who's been working and covering for the Atlanta Journal-Constitution and other mm-hmm. places for decades, he reported that he thought it would be granted. And he said if kind of the same thing, if people knew the whole story, they would grant it. So he's obviously got some inside sources. And then again, the case was presented, and take this into account, it was granted as quickly mm-hmm. as any waiver claim you've ever seen. Which
BK, you gotta speculate on that. That's gotta be
Well, you can, but
that's gotta be professor student love or something like that. Something happened here. That's just a speculation on my part, but this is all about speculation now.
Well,
because nobody punched him out.
I don't know what it was.
Health is not his well-being.
I would have to look. People can, and we have had a lot of yelling matches at the NCAA. But in this case, you have to assume they saw credible information that said, "Yeah, we're going to grant this." I don't know what it is, but again,
With yours. I'm going with mine,
which is I don't have any. I don't have any.
Senior
idea.
Administrator asked him over for dinner, and it got out. That's
romantically?
Mine. Yeah. But he's of age.
So here we go. We're going to speculate.
Yeah, of course. What do you expect us to do here?
Well,
don't we have to do that?
You know what? I'm a cynical person by nature, but I'm going to trust the process. That the process
with the NCAA?
For Justin Fields. I don't know what his waiver claim was. And he doubled back and said, look, I like Georgia. Still have friends there. My sister goes to school there.
Yeah, it's been hard to be about racism, wouldn't it? If his sister's still on a team there, wouldn't your mom or dad say, you're out of here too?
Sure. But obviously he felt threatened or in fear of something.
Oh, I know. I got it already. Yeah. Student, teacher, one of those deals.
Here
again.
We go.
That's it.
Here we go. All right, you can speculate on that. But that was what was said yesterday, and the NCAA does say that they're going to look into this and do a holistic review of the guidelines, and we'll see how that impacts Brew McCoy. And again, with Brew McCoy and with Tate Martell, the quarterback transferring from Miami, you don't have to speculate. You know what their grievance is. Their grievance is, Tate Martell is saying Urban Meyer retired, so the coach that recruited me is gone. And Brew McCoy is saying Cliff Kingsbury lied to me and quit. So
I'll tell you one thing.
Those are pretty cut and dry to me.
Well, to me, one thing it makes me feel about Fields is the fact that somebody dropping an N-bomb wasn't enough to scare him away from going to a college. You know what I'm saying?
And all the parties there say that had nothing to do with it, even though the kid was dismissed. All right, quick timeout. We'll come back, take your thoughts on that, get to our B&E Fact of the Day. Will wants to weigh in on scooters, so we'll get to him for the top of the hour and reset all those headlines. But right now, Craig Way with a Craig Way report.
Big doings last night to kick off a big weekend. In Jonesboro, Arkansas, Texas State picked up its 20th win of the season with an 84-74 win over Arkansas State. That win, which ran the Bobcats record to 20-5, also moved Danny Casper's team into sole possession of first place in the Sun Belt Conference when coupled with UT Arlington's loss at Little Rock. The Texas Longhorns will host Oklahoma State tomorrow at noon at the Irwin Center. Last night on Longhorn Weekly with Shaka Smart, the head coach discussed the important elements for his team to split the season series with the Cowboys.
The key for us going into Saturday is having an absolute and complete ownership of what goes into winning in this game against Oklahoma State. They're a very dangerous team from an outside shooting standpoint. We've got to make sure that we can test three-point shots, and we have to be the aggressors. I mean, how many times have we talked about that? But it's as big a key for this game as ever.
And here in Lafayette, Louisiana, the 15th-ranked Texas Longhorn baseball team opens its 2019 season tonight against the Ragin' Cajuns of Louisiana. You can hear the contest this evening beginning at 6:15 on the Horn, 104.9. And we'll have more on that matchup, as well as more from Shaka Smart coming your way this afternoon. In our next report, I'm Craig Way.
It's Bucky and Aaron.
Friday on the Horn, going to be 87 degrees today. Good night. Late spring-like conditions today. Enjoy that. On this Friday the 15th, into your weekend. A lot to do, a lot of conversations to be had. Our Coach's Corner next hour. And Shaka Smart, speaking of coaches, he'll be with us at 8:30 this morning to preview their game with Oak State and the remainder of their conference schedule. We'll ask Shaka if they've achieved to the level he had hoped this year and where they are and where they can go. Shaka Smart at 8:30 this morning. All right, Buck. 3% of $4 million. If you're selling that Babe Ruth rookie card,
yes,
for $4 million, 3%, $120,000, 120 G's. That's what the guy should get. The card. That's not should get. I shouldn't say should, because this guy that bought the card for $2 says, look, he's going to do the right thing ethically, and you know it comes around, goes around. He says, I'm going to cut him in once I sell it. So 3%, because that's what I think the caddy should have gotten. 3%, because again, 10% is the normal caddy take on tour. But those are caddies that have dedicated, that's their job, right? They're going with the guy everywhere. They're paying their own expenses. He's committing to the whole golf season, so 10% is about right. But even the guy in Mexico said, I wasn't expecting, 10%, but more than 0.38% from Kuchar was what he was saying.
This was a shamoke at some car dealer place standing behind the counter.
But if I sell something for $4 million and I bought it and a guy made a mistake and sold a $2 card he saw was fake, I could scratch him $120,000.
I'd scratch him way more than that.
I'm giving 3%.
I'm not even talking about percentage. I'm talking about I'm standing behind the counter some dude comes in with $2 card, it's worth millions. I'll say to dude, I'm going to give you half of it. I know you sold it to me for $2.
Half.
But that's kind of silly. You walk in here. Here's half the money. I would never make this kind of money on this whole store. Here's half. You take two. I'll take two.
Well, if he wants to give
I'm
him
satisfied.
More, I'm just saying I think 3% would be nice.
But for Kuchar.
That's what good. That's ethical.
All right, Buck, if you win the lottery, are you going to go to the clerk at the 7-Eleven and tell him, hey, you get half of this because I wouldn't have gotten this ticket if it weren't for your business.
No, but if somebody.
But the lottery does cut the shop in, right?
Yeah, they get 10% or something
see?
Like that.
Yeah, see?
But if somebody were to have dropped that or whatever, and in my mind or whatever, I pick this up and this cart, this wins, I'm going to try to find that person and give them a whole lot of money.
What if I told you like half the numbers to choose? I'm just like, pick these today. I got a hunch.
Ooh.
And then you ended up winning.
Good
You're
question.
Not paying me half. Get out of here.
Do the right thing. That's all I would say.
You? No, I'm probably not paying you half.
Yeah, not you.
Because I know how much you would just take. See, there's a difference between being a good guy and being a smart guy. I'm a smart guy because I know that if you pick 4 out of 6 of the numbers and I only pick 2, I could say to you, BK, if I won $150 million, I could say to you, BK, I'm going to give you $8 million. You good? You know what you would say?
Yes.
And then I'd go on my business. But what should I really have done? I probably should have given you, out of $150 million, I should have given you $50
million. No way.
What do you mean,
no way? To the victor goes the spoils,
yeah,
man.
I wouldn't have any problem with you giving 8 mil. What's your bit here?
I don't get it. You're all over the place.
You're not mad at Cooch, but you're
mad at the card shop guy. Hey, let's talk to Will quickly. He's been waiting. He wanted to weigh in on the scourge of scooters. What's up, Will?
Hey, first of all, Bucky, I was going to say that they have taillights and headlights on most of those scooters.
Oh, they do have headlights? Okay, cool.
Yeah. Second of all, I was going to say, in a city where you have, like, the average rent is approaching $1,000 a month for a one-bedroom, it's filling a void that the traffic problem has created all these years. I live in the Enfield area where you have some of the richest people complaining about how it looks on their front yard, but it gives an opportunity for people to work in the downtown corridor and not to have to spend $20 or $30 a day to park just to go to work.
That's right.
So I'll hang up and let y'all get back to it.
Well, that's right. I mean, again, I we got people saying, well, these are just people joyriding. No, it's not true. There's a lot of people, and the mayor tried to point that out yesterday. A lot of people use this for transportation because if you live close enough to your job, parking becomes a massive hassle, and you don't have to. You can save money on a car. And if you don't have to have a car, why would you have a car if you can get around downtown? And this is presenting an opportunity.
True, and there's a price for paying for living in the inner city and
city.
But there's also people, as I always talk about, affordable housing. They have to come in and work at those jobs.
That's right. That's right. And they have to park, just
like
everybody else.
Too. Yeah, I got you.
All right, we'll pick that up. Way to the timeout. How about our B&E Friday stat and fact of the day?
B&E Fact of the Day brought to you by Dr. S. Brent Brotzman, an orthopedic surgeon providing personalized, empathetic, and cutting-edge care to all athletes from the recreational to the elite. BrotzmanSportsMedicine.com.
Oh my gosh, we had a guy, a golfer, with a bad day yesterday. Highest score ever in tour history on one hole.
Glad I wasn't behind that guy.
Was achieved.
Sergio?
No, we'll get you details on the other side.